Dear Cheap Astronomy, are there really parallel universes? So, could there be a parallel universe with a podcast called Expensive Astronomy, whose goatee-bearing host had to shut down the Expensive Astronomy Patreon page because it had become a major drain on the world's economy? Well, sure, anything's possible, right? But actually, no, anything isn't possible. Some things are, and some things aren't. The idea that you have a goatee-bearing doppelganger in an alternate universe not only lacks imagination, but is physically implausible on a number of fronts. To have such a level of congruence requires that there is either a recent historical point from which the timelines of two alternate universes bifurcated, or otherwise there's some kind of link that maintains an ongoing congruence between the two universes. You have to consider that if both you and your evil twin exist in both universes, then somehow your disassociated parents got together in both universes, and their respective parents got together, and so on. Given our universe is billions of light years in expanse, and that we are constantly scanning it for any signals that are out of the ordinary, it just doesn't seem plausible that a whole alternate universe could be anywhere nearby, and hence it doesn't seem plausible that there's any kind of information exchange between here and there. At least within our universe, information can only move as fast as the speed of light, so any information is going to take an awful long time just to get to the edge of our universe, let alone beyond. You could entertain the notion that a parallel universe might exist within hidden dimensions that somehow run in parallel with the dimensions of our universe. But again, if such a proximal universe is so dimensionally disconnected from us to be both invisible and undetectable, then again, any information transfer between the two seems implausible. So, while a closely aligned parallel universe is easy to imagine, that does not make it any more physically plausible. It mostly just indicates a lack of imagination. If you do want to seriously contemplate what an alternate universe might be like, then first consider whether it will even have hydrogen, let alone more complex fusion products like carbon and oxygen. As we previously discussed on Cheap Astronomy, the key thing that may define our universe from any other potential universe is the fine structure constant, alpha, which quantifies the gap between the spectral lines of hydrogen. Remember, a hydrogen ion is just one proton, and a hydrogen atom is one proton plus one electron. The emission lines of hydrogen are a fundamental representation of how fundamental matter, protons, and fundamental energy, light, interact. Being a constant, there is only one setting for alpha across our entire universe. And perhaps one day we'll figure out that it's the only setting possible in any universe. But in the meantime, we can entertain the notion that different universes might have different settings for alpha, because in those universes, matter will be based on something other than hydrogen, and light, which is the way that information and energy are communicated across a vacuum, might still be light, but have a totally different maximum speed, and it might interact with an alternate universe's matter in a totally different way to how it does here. So, leaving science fiction to one side, if there are alternate universes, they will be utterly disconnected from our universe, both by time and by space, and there won't be any magic gateways that allow people to pass between them. And if there were such gateways, and you pass between one, you'd just die, because there wouldn't be any hydrogen there, so there wouldn't be any oxygen there, and who knows how space-time is shaped in that universe to accommodate your physical form. So as well as dying, your lifeless body might become spaghettified, or compactified, or a bit of both. So the idea that there's an alternate universe where you did actually go to the high school prom with that person that you didn't actually go to the high school prom with is just not plausible. It didn't happen, and it'll never happen anywhere else in the multiverse, and you'll never build a time machine that can get you back there either. It was a moment that came and then went, and now it's done and it's gone. Just suck it up and move on.